Earlier today, the Big 12 announced the dates and opponents for each team with their conference games. Kind of a tough start to conference play for the Buffaloes. We knew it was going to be a little challenging early in the season because they had scheduled two other Power Four programs in road games in non-conference play.
Yeah, and then the Big 12 didn't do them any favors by making that conference opener on the road as well. And so it might have looked a little bit better if you at least get that conference opener at home. But the fact that it's on the road means all of a sudden you got three of your first four games on the road. So September is going to be a brutal stretch for this team. It's not like they couldn't handle it, but you just look at it on the surface. Three Power Four teams on the road. I don't know if any of them will be ranked, but it's still Power Four teams on the road. And the start of conference play at Baylor, which is probably going to be better. You know, they've got Draylen Miller, DJ Lagway, you know, a whole bunch of 27 guys in the portal they've added. And then home against Texas Tech and Utah, probably the two of the toughest home games you could draw up. That first 6 weeks is going to be tough.
You just kind of have to survive early in the season if you're Colorado, because on the flip side, there's a lot more winnable games in the second half of the schedule. So if you can find a way to somehow have a winning record after that first half, you're going to feel really good about that. You go to Northwestern, that's a winnable football game. Yeah. Georgia Tech's going to be challenging. Brent Keyes built a solid program there, but that's not an unbeatable team by any stretch. Right. You've got an FCS team coming to Boulder. So there is going to be some opportunity for success. It's just going to be more challenging than what you see most Power Four programs setting themselves up for in terms of a non-conference slate.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you have a lot of Power Four teams that are scheduling 7 and 8 conference games. We were talking about before this, like a team like Missouri had 8 home games. I say conference, but home. They had 8 home games last year. A lot of teams have 7 or 8, a lot. And the Buffs have their 6 and, three road games. I guess the good thing about 3 of the first 4 on the road is that that means out of the last 8, you get 5 of them at home. And so that's a good thing. And we'll see. Look, it was going to be tough no matter what with this team because there's so many new guys on the roster. I mean, I've got I don't know what your count is. I've got 81 that I'm counting right now, and only 22 of those scholarship guys were on the team this last year, 21 or whatever it was. So it's a lot of new faces.
And you look at some programs like in Oklahoma State, who they're going to travel to Stillwater and play. That team could rebuild quickly because they've added a lot of guys, or it could be a complete disaster. Right. It's really hard to say. Cincinnati loses their quarterback to Texas Tech. Are they going to take a step back this coming year? So it's really hard to project not only Colorado, but just across the conference. You always expect Arizona State's going to be competitive with Dillingham there. Right. And that's going to be a road game. Fortunately, later in the season, so the weather won't be quite as hot. So there are some tough games in there, but it's not a murderer's row that they have in front of them.
No, and even ASU, I mean, look, they took a step back this year and obviously lose Sam Levitt, who didn't come to Boulder anyway, and Jordan Tyson was limited when they came here, but Relik Brown hit the portal. So they got some pieces they got to replace as well. There's winnable games, I think. But really, for me, it comes down to, it's all about CU and how does this group come together? A group of about 60 newcomers. And, you know, how does this team mesh? Last year, it didn't mesh very well. This year, it has to mesh well.
Against Houston, that's going to be homecoming for the Buffs. They're going to have family weekend against Utah at Folsom Field. They're going to travel to Cincinnati for the first time. Skyline chili is a very polarizing thing, and I'm anxious to try it to have my own take on it.
Yeah, there's a few places that are known for something, and Cincinnati's one. And so I've never been to Cincinnati, never had Skyline chili, and so I think we got to get a bowl of that when we get there, or a plate of it. Whatever, I don't know how they do it, but now we got to get some there. But yeah, I think the schedule is interesting in that there's a lot of firsts. You know, and I tweeted this out a little bit earlier today, but like Houston in Boulder for the first time ever. They're going to Cincinnati for the first time ever. Who else is coming to Boulder? Oh, UCF is coming to Boulder for the first time ever. First time they're playing Northwestern in Chicago. Well, in Evanston. For the first time since 1951, you know, so there's a lot of like first and first time in a long time on this schedule. And it's kind of fun, you know, and that's, I guess, one of the benefits to changing conferences is it's not the same slate every year. And One thing that's new is for the first time since they joined the Pac-12, there's no Arizona on the schedule. They played played the Wildcats 15 years in a row. Don't have them this year. It's always been a fun game, but it's kind of nice to not have them on the schedule and have somebody else on there as well.
No BYU on the schedule. That's a nice break.
Yeah.
You'd like to trade Texas Tech really with anybody, I think, right now, but BYU not being on the...
I would trade Texas Tech for Arizona, let's just put it that way.
Yeah. No Iowa State on the schedule this year, no TCU. Overall, I don't. If I'm a Colorado fan, I'm not mad or elated with the Big 12. It seems to kind of make sense and seem to be a pretty fair conference schedule.
Yeah, I think it's a fair conference schedule. I think when you couple it with what we already knew was the non-conference slate that CU set up itself, that's what makes it difficult is, putting yourself on the road twice against Power 4 opponents. That makes it tough. And like I said, then the Big 12 having your first game be on the road in the conference makes it even doubly tough, I think. So it would have been nice to see that first conference game at home. But look, you got to beat those teams either way. And so we'll see if this team can do that. And, as we talked about, I mean, the key is this team's got to come together, which they didn't do last year.
In about 2.5 weeks, they completely remade this roster. 43 transfers coming in. You've got four prep guys they're going to be adding later that are expected to sign in early February. I'm still kind of wrapping my head around this. It's hard to, like, really have firm expectations for this team until we get to learn a lot more about these football players. And they are starting to work out now, and there was some exciting moments with Andrew Swayze during their first session, but it's hard to predict exactly what this roster is going to be as you compare it to the past 3 years under Coach Prime.
Yeah, no question. There's things to get excited about when you see Danny Scudero putting up a really fast time. And Quentin Gibson goes 4-4 and Swayze gets on him for not running faster. that's pretty good. And who was the edge guy that ran a 4.48? Something like that. Was it Iziogu?
Yeah.
Yep. He put like a 4.48 or something like that. It's like, oh, okay. That guy can get after it. So this is an intriguing team that, I think as more of these videos come out, you start to get excited about it, but ultimately it's going to come down to what does it look like when the season starts. Because I think this happens every year. There was a lot of guys to get excited about last year as well. And, guys that you would look at and say, wow, that guy was all conference at his previous schools, won top 10 in the country and TFLs, things like that. And you get excited about it. But, it's all about how this team comes together and how they look in the fall.
The competition is going to be crazy at every position outside of quarterback and punter. Across the board, really.
Yeah, and look, I'll even say there will be a competition at quarterback. I mean, I know just talking to some people close to Isaac Wilson, he's coming here he believes he's got a shot to compete for the starting job. And now we all think that Julian's going to be it, but Isaac's someone that at the very least is going to push him and I think make Julian better. And so I like that you've got the backup quarterback coming in believing he can be the starter, and if he wins it, great, but he at least thinks he can be. I think that's a good thing, is you don't have somebody that's maybe Ryan Staub, I think, great buff, all that, but I think he knew I'm the backup, right? Yeah. Not that he didn't work hard, but you kind of had that mentality, I would assume. But Isaac Wilson's coming in here competing for a job. And I would like to see maybe one more quarterback come in here and give him an extra, scholarship guy. But I think that top two, I feel pretty good about.
Or even just a really quality walk-on, similar to Dominic Ponder, because you're right. If you don't have enough arms in there and a couple go down during the season, it's hard to run a scout team.
Yeah.
So having an extra quality arm in the program would be good. I still think they need to add another defensive tackle, even though they've added a lot of guys there. We just saw last year how quickly that room can get depleted, and that's also a room you're going to rotate more than any other.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think I would also like to see another veteran linebacker. That group, I think it's seven they've got right now, and three of them are incoming true freshmen. So I would like to see another veteran linebacker, inside linebacker in that group. I think I like the group they have, but one more would make me feel a bit better about that group. And I think other than that, I think they're pretty set. I like the depth they have at a lot of places.
Yeah. All right. Well, we will be back with more analysis, maybe a few more guys to add, but a lot of the heavy lifting for Colorado in the portal has already been done, and now we know who and when they're going to play in 26.